You should, because you just got out of a killer presentation in there. About full, and this is a very catchy title, full funnel I had to look at this 3 or 4 times. Full funnel marketing.
Say that 3 times fast.
No, because I'll mess up.
Yeah, full funnel marketing. I mean, I think that's the central piece of the methodology that we're bringing to banks and credit unions. It's everything that we do has to be focused on the customer journey, mm-hmm. on that full funnel. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we look at traditional marketing, we see credit unions doing awareness, and they're doing like purchase calls to action, mm-hmm. but the big gap in that journey is the consideration stage of that journey.
Yeah, because this is all about kind of mapping out the consumer journey.
It is.
And how they buy things and all that type of stuff. But where do credit unions, where do they come into the mix here?
I think up to this point, credit unions, they're all telling the same story. Mm-hmm. They're promoting mm-hmm. their great rates, they're promoting their amazing service. Right. The problem with that is, in the consumer's mind, the credit union or the bank is taking the role of the hero. And you know, in any narrative, there can't be two heroes. Mm-hmm. We have really 3 primary characters. Mm-hmm. We have the protagonist, the hero, the antagonist, the villain. Mm-hmm. But the character that a lot of us don't think about is the helpful guide.
The teacher kind of thing? Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. The Obi-Wan, the Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, you use that in your presentation. Yoda.
And, yep. And so that's the role that credit unions must take in this new digital growth journey.
Okay.
Consumers are stressed about money. Stressed about their finances. They're looking for someone to help them. I think one of the things we talked about then was, particularly with millennials, only 8% of millennials trust banks and credit unions.
Such a low number.
For financial guidance. Yeah. So there's a lot of opportunity. Mm-hmm. But to earn that trust, mm-hmm. trust is earned, mm-hmm. the role that credit unions must take, particularly in their positioning and their marketing, mm-hmm. has to not be the role of the hero, it must be the role of the helpful guide.
Right. Yeah. Because education begets trust.
Exactly.
Or equates to trust.
Yeah, I mean, 3 questions. We look at the brain and how the brain works. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the reptilian part of the brain, the oldest part of the brain. It's simple. Can I trust you? We have the limbic system. How do you make me feel? Mm-hmm. And then we have the neocortex. Is how can you help me? Mm-hmm. And so we can use content, guidance, help first, sell second. Mm-hmm. And that's how we can move beyond these great rates, these amazing services.
Well, and that's kind of a credit union's wheelhouse, is like, how can we help you? Okay, but we have this cool stuff, but, you know, how can we help you first? And then that's where the trust again.
Yeah, and it is. I think one of the best examples that I've seen of this has not been from a credit union, but from a bank.
Oh.
SunTrust.
Okay.
Not this Super Bowl, but Super Bowl 2016, mm-hmm. SunTrust came out with this kind of new positioning called the On Up program.
Okay.
When looking at how they were using this, I was like, this is fascinating. And it was really about helping first, selling second, guiding consumers on upwards to their hopes and dreams.
What is the main challenge to that? Because, you know, we were talking before the recording that, you know, a lot of people, they fall into bad habits. They realize the benefits of the help message. Yeah. But sometimes we fall back into bad habits and just push product. What's the challenge there?
I'm not going to call it bad habits.
Okay.
It's an awareness issue, I think. I've had CEOs say, we don't know what we don't know. Mm-hmm. And so is it a bad habit? Yes. But if you become aware that there's a better way to position the credit union, then we can move in that direction. But you still have to be aware, because otherwise that is where you can fall into those bad behaviors. Mm-hmm. I think it's also legacy systems and legacy thinking are what are holding credit unions back from making this transformational process. You and I had talked about this before. There's 3 fears. Sometimes they're spoken, sometimes they're unspoken, but it's fear of the unknown. Like, I know we need to do this, but I don't really know how to do this.
Never done this before type of thing.
Exactly. Well, we can address that. Then the next fear that we have to overcome is fear of change. So you can, you know, show that, hey, this has actually worked before. Here are some proven results.
Right.
And then you move past that. Then it's like, okay, are you ready to commit? Yes. Well, then we have to overcome that fear of failure. And so there's really what we look in this journey and guiding banks and credit unions through is 4 steps. It starts with confusion. We move from confusion to clarity with training.
Like, I like that.
Clarity then moves into commitment, and commitment moves into to courage and capability and confidence. So there's really like different steps on this journey. There's some great insights from a guy by the name of even Dan Sullivan, strategic coach, who kind of talks about this. It doesn't matter what vertical you're in, they really apply. And I think they apply more now than ever in financial services.
No doubt, no doubt. I took a lot of notes here, James. And let's see here, left brain, right brain, emotional needs. Humanistic marketing, can you address that for a second? Because this is one of the first times I've heard this terminology, and I thought you explained it really well in there.
Yeah, so, I mean, when we look at like great rates and service, it's all about us. It's all about the credit union. I think now we have to become more emotive, particularly if we're talking about ourselves in our marketing. That's narcissism. It's about us. Think of it as like it's the selfie. But the antithesis of narcissism is empathy. And humanism, humanity, it should be the central focus of our message. We're dealing with people, people's lives. We have an opportunity to help them, help people, move from here where they're frustrated about money to a more positive light, but they just need someone to show them the way. And that's where credit unions can fill that gap and guide them to a better
future. It's kind of like being bigger than the transaction, you know? It is,
and I think a lot of times...
Being a resource.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times when it comes to like digital, we think about technology, we think about UI, you know, user interface, UX, user experience. Well, we talk about consumers, and consumers, we're still not doing justice to a person.
Right.
These are people. These are humans. And at the end of the day, people do business with people. We need to bring humanity back into the digital space. I think humanity has been lost. When we do that, we can differentiate ourselves. Therefore, once again, I had someone stop by and say, this really ties nicely. This methodology ties nicely into purpose. Like, yeah, we didn't even talk about purpose today, which is, you know, this is just a small piece of the overall, what we call this blueprint framework, which at the very bottom of the blueprint, you and I have talked about this before, the foundation of the blueprint is purpose.
Yep. Yeah. Isn't it kind of like the, because I keep going back to the humanistic thing, is like it's storytelling, it's stories, and that stories connect us all.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a very human thing to do.
There's only 7 different ways to tell a story. Story archetypes. Go back to our 9th grade literature days. One of the best story archetypes that I can see credit unions use is overcoming the monster. This is one of the reasons that when we look at Hollywood, there are no new stories. They're recycling.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because they work. They drive the same emotions. And this is ingrained in, you know, thousands and thousands of years of just, you know, programming within our own minds that we can connect with these stories on an emotive level. Not on a logical level, but on an emotive level. And people buy with their hearts, then justify that decision with their mind. So neuroscience has become very fascinating for us, and to kind of take some of the insights that we've learned over the past few years and then bring those to help credit unions transform their marketing has really been a pleasure.
That's so cool that you're bringing that to the credit unions, because a lot of credit unions don't have the resources or the time to really dive into this deeply. I mean, maybe the bigger ones do when they have a whole marketing department, but maybe the some smaller ones and mid-sized ones, they might not have the resources to dive into something this deep. So they can turn to folks like you, go, hey, you know what? What's this all about? How can we enhance our efforts here?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And the thing to keep in mind is this is a process. Just like we talk about the member journey, for credit unions, for banks, this is a process for them.
Yeah.
It's not a campaign. It's truly, it's an organization. What we're seeing, it's almost a cultural transformation because you have to have buy-in at the executive level, depending on your institution, sometimes the board level. Because if you don't have that buy-in, they're going into this thinking, oh, this is 3, 6, 9, 12 months, you're going to fail.
Yep.
We need that buy-in first and foremost, and then you can move through each one of the steps, move away from confusion into clarity, clarity into commitment, commitment into confidence.
Commitment is key. All right, let's wrap up with, where can we find out more about that? Where can we find out more about Digital Growth Institute? Where can we go?
Digitalgrowth.com.
All right.
I think, you know, one of the things that we're seeing a lot of provide a lot of value for the credit unions, the banks that we're working with, is a training program.
Okay.
Because it helps them to gain awareness about what the opportunities are and how to overcome some of the roadblocks that they may or may not even be aware of standing in their way. So digitalgrowth.com and personally me on Twitter at JRWLA.
You got it, man. All right. Always a pleasure, James Robert.
Always. Thank you.
Well done, sir. Well done, sir.
Appreciate it.